Hey, it is your girl, Pamela R. Haynes, here, author and host of the Author to Author podcast. Last week, I attended the Batten Awards with Mr. Haynes, who I must say was looking very dashing in his dinner jacket. Alas, I didn't win in my category, but we had a first-class night out and got to meet loads of fabulous people, including the CEO of the Coco Sisters podcast, who let me know she was also a fan of the Author to Author podcast. Isn't that amazing? If you would like to see our red carpet appearance, follow me on Instagram at Loving the Author or on Facebook at Loving the Author Pamela R. Haynes. In today's episode, I interviewed self-published author Felicia Edmond and we talked about her devotional book Arise. Let's dive into her interview now. See you on the other side. Hello there, Felicia. Thank you for joining me on the Author to Author podcast. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. And first off, I want to say thank you for sending us two copies of your book, devotional book, Arise to the New in Christ. So thank you for doing that. And it's a beautiful cover as well.
Thank you.
So tell us, Felicia, where in the world are you based?
Yeah, so I am in Maryland, Southern Maryland of the United States.
Okay. So where is Maryland on the map? I can't quite picture it.
So I am about 4 hours south of New York and then a few hours north of like North Carolina, South Carolina area. So kind of in between.
Right. Have you always lived in Maryland?
I pretty much have. I went away to school in Virginia, Southern Virginia, Hampton University. But other than that, I've been in Maryland, different parts of Maryland all my life.
Fantastic. And what is it that you do in Maryland?
Yes. So right now I homeschool my children. I do the writing. I'm in school to finish up everything to become a licensed counselor. So I'm doing that as well. And mainly minister in my church setting, minister elder.
Okay, so tell us, what is a typical day like for you in Maryland?
So for me, I do a lot of writing. I call myself kind of like I didn't know this about myself until a few years ago, but kind of a creative. So I'm always either writing or doing putting together a sermon or something of that nature, or of course, working with my son. Working with projects for school. So I'm always thinking, always writing, always creating something.
And that's what the day looks like for you then, is that being in that creative space. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But tell us a little bit about your upbringing, you know, maybe growing up with parents, grandparents and so on. What was the family dynamics like?
Yes. Yeah, so I have four of us all together. And I grew up with my mom and dad. My dad passed away when I was 19. I was a college student. He passed away from cancer. My siblings are like, I'm the baby. So all of them are like right there together. And then 10 years later, here I come along. So, yes.
That's such a similarity, because there are 10 years between my younger sister and I as well. We've got siblings in between, but there's 10 years between us as well. And did you go to regular schools? What was your path like?
Yeah, so I started off in the local public school, but then around seventh grade, I started going to private Catholic schools up until 12th grade. And then I even went to a couple of all-girls schools, ninth and 10th grade. Both of those closed down. And so I ended up at a co-ed school for 11th and 12th. Then I went away to Hampton University for 4 years, got a degree in accounting. And then I waited a few years, got married and everything. Well, even like before I got married, I did a master's in counseling at Trinity University in DC.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. I take it then that these are the skills that you are hoping to deploy and use in your ministry?
Yes, I would say especially with the counseling. I'm back in school now taking six counseling. Well, I did one, not all at once, but I have six to do all together to be board licensed. So I took one and now I'm on my second one now, taking principles of psychotherapy. So I just love the counseling field. I love the study of the personalities and behavior and things of that nature.
So going back a bit, your book is very Christian based, and we're going to talk about that in depth in a little while. But tell me what your faith means to you, and when did it all start for you?
Yeah, so my faith is about a personal relationship with Jesus as Lord, and really just getting to know God, receiving His grace, having just receiving God's love. I try for it not to be about legalism or anything of that nature, but more just receiving the love of God and then sharing that love with others so that I can grow. And first, I didn't grow up in church, but I first came to know the Lord through my sister's coworker inviting us to church when I was about 16, 17 years old. Kind of fell off from it because I didn't know have a lot of teaching at the time, and then got real serious and rededicated my life to the Lord out of college at about 23, 22, 23.
Oh, okay. So how long then does your walk with Christ stem for? Are we talking 20 years, 30 years?
Yes, I would say from, let's say, 23, and I'm almost getting close to 30 years now. Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Yes.
wow. What roles do you have within the church? You're talking to a former Sunday school teacher back in the day. So, what kind of roles did you have in church?
Yes, so I started off teaching children's church. That's what I did at like my two previous churches. I taught children's church, the church that I was in years ago, and even the church that I was in current, just started at a new church. But I taught children's church. I always started off there. And then at the church I used to go to, my husband and I were over the deacon ministry. So with that, we got to do a lot of serving, helping with baptism, helping with delivering meals to people that were sick. And I love that role because you just got to really be with the people around the people. And now my new role, my husband and I are elders, so we do the 8 o'clock service virtually for our church, and we preach a sermon every Sunday. We've been doing that since last November.
And that's interesting because I was going to ask about the title elder because you don't look like an elder to me. So how does that happen? I have a friend who, I mean, he was under 40 at the time when I met him, and he was an elder. So I understand the role of a deacon in terms of service and a pastor in terms of delivering the word, but what does the title elder mean?
So elder, I would say, is like the duties would be, I'm trying to remember the exact biblical, but I know it's like the duties would you would help and step in for the pastor to at any time that the pastor is not able to do something or a role that they would delegate, but we would just be able to step in and really minister to the people, and really be able to help the people.
Right, and you said that you also deliver the service. Is that 8 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock in the evening?
8 o'clock in the morning every
In the
Sunday,
morning.
yes.
Okay. And in terms of a music ministry, were you ever part of the choir or choir director? Did you do any of those things?
Yes, I did actually. When I was in high school, I was in a gospel choir, but also, and that was right around the time I got saved. So I love that. And then when I actually started off, I said children's church, but you helped bring that to my remembrance that I actually started off in the choir when I was like in my early 20s. That was the first thing that I did, was singing the, it was like a young adult choir, and also the mass choir with all the different ages.
There's nothing like a mass choir, is there? And can you tell us who were your favorite choirs at the time?
In terms of famous or just like within my church? Oh.
Well, it famous or otherwise, but everyone had a famous choir or choir that they followed. Did you have that?
I really enjoyed Hezekiah Walker and his choir, and anything that was eventually, as I got older, I started liking John P. Key and his choir a lot too.
Yeah, I just love the sound. I was part of the Angelical Voice Choir, and you would have heard of Kojic, the Church of God in Christ, had a mass choir as well. And there's nothing like the sound of it, really. But in terms of music, who would you say is, a gospel artist that you feel is really out there doing the work, and you find their work uplifting?
I would say through the years, consistently, it changes for me in different seasons. Like right now, I really like listening to Tasha Cobbs, especially if I'm down or, feeling a little sad. I'll put on her song, like Put a Praise on it or something like that, and just really become uplifted. I like Byron Cage. But the one that's been consistent for years is Israel and New Breed. because it's just so much worship in his music, and I just love worship music.
That's fantastic. You're bringing back some lovely memories for me now, talking about choirs. I would say that I am definitely a Tremaine Hawkins fan. You know, her work features in both of my books. And if I can get to feature her in my third book, I'll try and do that as well, because I just found her music just takes you to another place. So I'm very much a Tremaine Hawkins fan. Moving on to the book. Is this your first book, Felicia?
It is my second book that I author alone, and then I'm in two anthologies as well, and one
Wow.
coming
Well,
up.
oh, congratulations. I want to hear about that book too. What are the anthologies called?
They were Empowered. The visionary author, who is my publisher also, is Reverend Allison Daniels, and it's called Empowered to Win 2 and Empowered to Win 3. And the one I'm about to be in, I'm still in the process of writing, is Women Be Free.
Why take part in anthologies? What's the advantage of taking part in an anthology?
I love the camaraderie with the other ladies, because we always end up being able to fellowship and go on different interviews together. It's almost like a virtual, I guess because of COVID now, we go on almost like a virtual tour. So we go on so many different platforms, which is really nice, and get to share the gospel and share our stories. And I just like sharing my stories according to like whatever that title is, because the Women Be Free, that's anything with freedom that just like stuck out to me. So I love to do that.
That's wonderful. You said that the third one is due out. Do you have a date of when that's likely to come out?
He's looking at sometime before Christmas.
Oh, right. Oh, wow. So imminent. Well, congratulations on the new book coming out. Tell us about your book, Arise Devotional Book.
My first book was Breakthrough Book of Poems and Prayers, and I was going to do a part two and call it Breakthrough Two. But what the Lord put on my heart was that Breakthrough dealt with so many issues like depression and rejection. And then it was like, okay, now that I've done the breakthrough, even though we're always having to break through different issues, now let's arise. Let's arise and think about what we're going to do, like for our purpose, or even in family or marriage, just something like uplifting. The breakthrough was uplifting, but it was more like, okay, we're going to break through all these issues and situations. But arise is more like, okay, now what do we have to look forward to? So, and it's a poem. Each entry is a poem, time of reflection, there's a prayer, and there's a scripture.
Well, that was what my next question was. You know, I've got a few devotionals here. What separates this one from the others?
I would say the poetry, I love that format, the way that God gives it to me, because it might be dealing with a deep issue, but the way it's written out in poetry, it just really, for me, it blesses me. So I'm thinking it would bless others as well. And then I love the times of reflection, because I think it's so personal that the person can write out between them and God.
That's right. I love the way that it's laid out. Are you able to read a few of the poems to us?
Yes. I start off the book with a poem dedicated to my mother, who is 86 years old. My first book had the poem dedicated to my father. So I said, let me do the one for my mother while she's still able to, be here and enjoy it. And my father had passed. So this is called Mom, You Are Treasured. Mom, your love has always been clear. In fact, your love has always been near and dear. You have always sacrificed so much, thus to ensure our dreams could appear. You lovingly birthed and raised four. And along with Christ, it was your husband and children you adore. You were firm, but peaceful and calm. Your insight and strength helped us along. Yes, along this road of life, your wisdom still comes to mind as I encounter life's challenges and oh, the rewarding times. You are a strong example of a mother's love and embrace, and you still continually pray for us, and you still seek God's face. You extend that love with excitement to your grandchildren as you pray and give God's love and strength you truthfully live.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do
Thank
you have
you.
any others?
Yes, so then I also have one for my daughter and one for my son. So, our daughter, you are beloved, are beautiful. Look who you have become, and it still does not yet fully appear. All that he has promised and prepared, and your relationship with God keeps drawing ever so near. Oh, yes, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. You are beautifully, triumphantly running your race. You are victorious and a young woman of noble character, we see. You will help to inspire, encourage many people. God has your wonderful destiny in view. Yes, glory to God. You do have a testimony to tell. How you have triumphantly persevered. You've truly drank from his well. You are already accepted in Christ. Continue to receive his favor and grace, for he will catapult you into his abundant life. And then the one for my son. Our son, remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully created by God. And you, my love, are his workmanship to do a great work. I just knew you had greatness even before your birth. Oh, yes, we know through Jesus Christ many battles you have won. In the midst of trials, you persevere with laughter, and to the family, you bring fun. Oh, how we love your reverence for God's word. My son, always remember, God's word is your sword. You speak his truth, it'll keep you free. You're destined to have good success by helping many. And always remember, you'll have sweet victory.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing those poems. But how were they received by your mother and by your son and daughter?
Yeah, so my daughter really enjoyed it. I actually read it to her before I put it in the book. My son, he's 16, so I think he enjoyed it, but he's still trying to like grasp it. And my mother, I believe she loved her poem too. It took me a while to surprise her and get it to her.
There's something about giving people their flowers now, isn't it? Yeah. You know, and showing people how much you love and appreciate them now. You know, we're very good about commemorating people and, you know, giving wonderful speeches when they pass. But there is something beautiful about being able to show them that you love them now. So I really enjoyed you reading those poems as well. Have you ever considered an audiobook?
I have thought about it. I thought about actually use the one that my first book, putting it into audio, because that's a shorter book. So I thought about that one.
Yeah, like me. I think, 90% of my reading these days is done by audiobook as well. Tell me what the publishing journey has been like for you.
I would say as an author and in terms of ministry, just a lot of having to persevere, a lot of having to overcome. I had to overcome things in my life like depression and rejection and things of that nature. So a lot of my writing, a lot of my, even my ministry and things of that nature, because I occasionally I'll do like a ministry broadcast as well about the books. It'll kind of go into the area of emotional healing.
Okay. Are you a crack of dawn person? Do you wake up and write, you know, at an early worm, or are you a night owl that you're writing, you know, midnight onwards? When is the best time for you to feel inspired to write your books?
When I first started writing, it was in the middle of the night, actually, when I was getting a lot of the poems were coming to me. But recently, I've been more of like an afternoon person, have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and just write more like afternoon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock has been my best time.
And where does your inspiration to write come from in the first place?
For me, it comes from God putting on my heart just the things that I've overcome. And not just that I've overcome, but just even testimonies that I've seen with people along the way and just how I even love reading stories. And that's probably why I'm starting to like write more of it. Just perseverance, just overcoming. I just love to see things like that.
And in terms of future projects, we know that you've got a book coming out at the end of the year. What other projects do you have?
Yeah, so I think the next book that I will write, I've already started discussing with my own publisher, will be something on purpose, about this topic of purpose, like a devotional. I'm very passionate about purpose and people finding their purpose, because that was something that it took me a while to really, like, I kind of knew where God was leading me. But I think the depression was coming from the fact, to be transparent, through the years of not really stepping out into it. So I just love to write on people discovering their purpose, how they can step into their purpose and things of that nature.
Thank you for that. And when you're not writing books and when you're not reading, how do you spend your downtime?
Usually just to actually reading. That's the thing. I love to read. So I'm always reading something or listening to music. I love to listen to music. Sometimes those old choir songs and things of that nature, I will relax and listen to those as well. And or just out window shop. I'm not really a big shopper, but I do like to go around and look at window shopping for decorations for the house and things of that nature.
So you spend your downtime reading. Are you reading anything particular at the moment that you can share with us?
Yes, one of the books I'm reading is called Soul Cure, and it's by Pastor Gregory Dickow. And it's just a book that really focuses on God's love. It's a really emotional healing book, and it's about the love of God and how God's love will heal you.
And you would recommend that book to our listeners then?
Yes, I would. I would. It's a very healing book when you're reading about God's love. It just kind of like makes you feel at peace, I would say, when I'm reading it.
You spoke about your publisher. What are they called, or who are they called? And what support did you get from your publisher?
Yes, so it's called Allison G. Daniels Publishing. That's the name of the company, and she's a minister at her church as well. And she gave me a lot of support in terms of like I would have the ideas, but she provided the editor, the graphic designer, and just making sure I had everything in place throughout, like my deadlines and everything in place and what's due and things of that nature.
What would you say were the challenges?
Would say if I did get writer's block sometimes, that would be a challenge because I might would like I pretty much would write pretty consistently, but every now and then I would get writer's block and I might would take like a week off and not write anything and then have to kind of come back to it.
Yes, that can happen. It can happen. And, I think a really good strategy then is just to do something else. And then you will find your way back to it as well, which is probably why some people have more than one project going at the same time, so that, when they get stuck with one, they can then move over to the other one and be inspired that way. So what's next for you, in terms of your life, and how is that unfolding? How do you see that?
Yeah, so I would love to. I'm gonna hopefully get a little more into coaching. I'm going to be launching out the coaching business soon, Breakthrough Freedom Coaching. I have it on my website, but I'm going to be more fully like concentrating on it a little more. And when I finish those six courses, I'm going to be a licensed therapist, and hopefully we'll be able to take clients from home and be able to do like Zoom appointments and things of that nature is probably where I will concentrate because I know a lot of people are in need of counseling during this time.
Absolutely. And what age group would you focus on?
It will most likely be women ages 20 and up, pretty much young adults, but all up to adults, but focusing a lot on individuals, on women. And then if someone needs family or marital counseling, I would add that in, but my focus would be mostly on individuals.
And lastly, if people want to get hold of you, perhaps they want to get a signed copy of your book, how can they do that?
Yes, so they can get a signed copy of my book and get a hold of me with the website is FeliciaEdmond.com. It's on Amazon as well, but for a signed copy, like you said, FeliciaEdmond.com. And also on social media, I have a page, Felicia Edmond, author and speaker on Facebook.
On Facebook. Okay, that's excellent. That makes me wonder then, how did we get hold of each other? Did we link through Instagram?
I believe it was Facebook.
Felicia, thank you very much for joining me on the Author to Author podcast. I think we just scraped the surface with getting to know you, but hopefully when you have your other books published, this is an open invitation for you to come back and we can find out more about you and your books.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me. I'm blessed with this opportunity.
I hope you enjoyed listening to my interview with Felicia. It's competition time now. Felicia attended Hampton University. How long was she away from home and what did she study? If you know the answer, send me a message on Instagram or Facebook by Friday for your chance to win a copy of her book. Have an amazing week ahead. Be safe and bye for now.